Hi, welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am sending out vibrations and energy waves of healing, of hope, and of peace. First, to dwell within you and to then be represented around you, wherever you are in your life, wherever you are living, whatever you are experiencing. I want to remind everyone that there is, on the other side of chaos, complete and total peace within you. There is peace, there is resonance within you, maybe not felt by you in your emotional body, but there's resonance within you nonetheless that is peace, that is not participating fully in giving itself away to whatever emotion is coming up within you or your mental body's confusion or chaos. So the message is, first and foremost, as Awakening Matters, you, as a walking, living, breathing body of work that you have, if you are a living book, so to speak, on one page, you have maybe chaos, you have confusion, you have anger, you have fear, you have survival, you have joy, you have whatever you're experiencing. On the other page is an answer to that page, and that is peace. And the soul of knowing in the depths that transcend the mind, of knowing, it's knowing yourself and of knowing itself, so it does not give itself away. The soul is present to witness and not to fully give itself away. So I'm here to share that with you. I also want to talk about the energies right now in the universe. Somebody who meditates as well as communicates with people all over the world, and there seems to be a collective, regardless of belief system or focus, but nonetheless a collective consciousness of meditation and going into meditation. There seems to be a peace and a calm in the ability to even get comfortable in the body, not for all, but for a majority. And then it seems to be an experience that is being shared of moving maybe out of the body or the focus away from the body, the mind, the emotional body, and hitting, and I say hitting with purpose, hitting a wall of energetic chaos, of a resonance and a frequency of massive chaos. Now, why is that? Why is it that when some are going into meditation or when some are just trying to make decisions in their daily life, that right now there are individuals who are feeling the energies of chaos as well as confusion. Why? Because there seems to be a increase in the energy of not just the human body, but of all species. Yes, you heard me right. All species on Mother Earth, of every way, shape, and form, the animal kingdom, the water goddess, the earth plane, the plant life, all forms on Mother Earth at this time are experiencing a collective language. Because I'm here to tell you that whether it is a tree standing among other trees or whether it is water in movement, whether it is plant life, flowers, whether it is Mother Earth, her dirt, her body of work, the root system, whatever you're looking at or interacting with, Mother Ocean, the sand particles, etc., I'm here to tell you that every single thing I just mentioned and those not mentioned have consciousness, have a soul, and have the ability to feel, have the ability to, not to mention wild animals in their native place of life, and there, as we move into spring, giving life, that there is an impact energetically and a frequency that's moving through the, I'll say, the body of work of the energy body of work of the frequency of all life. And it is an intense, amplified field of survival and of fear, as well as confusion and the unknown and chaos. And I'm talking about everything from Mother Earth to human and all other forms. The other thing that is being experienced is a intense inability to feel, and again, not just for humanity, but if you shut down systems that have been honoring life in other areas, life forms in other areas, you are also triggering a response that moves through the land mass, the animal kingdom, the sky nation, the earth plane, etc., of alert, danger, emergency, etc. And so there is this heightened frequency moving through all forms. And prior to humanity's arrival on this planet, there were other species here prior to our arrival, and therefore those species also have an ancestry, a history, a relationship, and a connection to the earth plane. And so as humanity creates its own sense of struggle and even to the point of destruction, humanity is also experiencing that there are other forms here that did not sign up for that, that did not sign up for that. If we're talking about consciousness and form, I'm here to tell you that everything that exists on Mother Earth has a consciousness and has the ability to communicate. And just because humanity is unaware, uninterested, and maybe not even focused there, does not mean life hasn't been and isn't happening all over Mother Earth with reason and purpose. And so it's one thing to affect, for humanity to affect humanity, that's bad enough in any negatives, but then for humanity to affect other life forms and to take them out, that is a complete and total imbalance. That is a structural hazard, and that is a very intense, ongoing and unending earthquake through the core of Mother Earth and all life forms consciousness. And there is, without question, in much of humanity right now, there is, for those who are even still able, there is a concern, a fear, an energy of panic, an energy of feeling called to do something and not knowing how, et cetera. There's a lot of intensity, understandably so right now. But I'm saying to you, not just from humanity, but all life form. So when I go into meditation, I don't just tune into what's going on with the higher consciousness or the universal or spatial consciousness of humanity. I am met with messages and communication from, well, the other day I was doing meditation and it was Mother Nature. And just because humanity is on many levels, not all of humanity, but enough that is unconscious and doesn't experience a tree trembling in terror and fear. Yes, I did say that. As it watches its entire history be cut down and bleeding out, whether it is sap or, and I've seen the color of red sap, that there is an energy in that environment during and after of terror. And so for humanity to say, no, that's just ours. In fact, for humanity to say, that's just ours if we're experiencing it, and if we're not experiencing, then it doesn't exist anywhere else, is to literally cut yourself off from the oxygenation and the collective that is present in all forms. And so everything from oxygen in the water, depletion, and the species that rely on that water, to everything that is life-supporting for the animal kingdom, for Mother Earth, for Mother Nature, for the Sky Nation, etc., is really needs to be assisted and kept out of the process of deterioration mentally and emotionally. And so this chaos people are feeling is not, what I'm trying to say is not just based on events or based on what is to come or based on what has been witnessed, but it's also based on this massive calling out and felt by many, but unheard as well by many, of Mother Earth and the entire species of all forms calling out in a very strong, intense way, in wave after wave after wave, endlessly and not stopping. And so for those of us who are picking up on that language and that voice and their meaning all form and species, that's why there's massive intensity right now, and unseen by the human eye, by some, and unfelt by their energy body, by some, but by most, it is being felt and even embodied by some. And so we are here as human beings to experience what we choose, etc. Whatever the karma is, or whatever the soul contract is, whatever the process is that humanity's going through, whether it's awakening, going back to sleep, taking itself out, I'm going to leave that to the side for right now and say that the universal law of all life form is to assist and continue to assist the species that were here before us even, that were here before humanity even arrived. And so for those individuals who are awake and aware and feeling the intensity, not just from humanity, but from the voice of all form, it is screaming right now. It is screaming out loud. And it is doing so from a place of severe pain and cellular memory. So as we walk around as humans, we have within us, within our own makeup, we have mineral properties that duplicate and literally, even in greater numbers than that, everything from water, clearly, to rock, to the minerals that make up Mother Earth, that make up other species, we coexist and we are all a part of one another. And so when the mental body comes in and starts to not communicate with the emotional body or the soul body and starts to shut down the voice of other forms, including human, not to mention Mother Nature, et cetera, and the core of Mother Earth, Mother Earth will shift her access. She will literally, the core of her access will be shifted. In order for her survival. And those who remain on the earth will be those who can adjust, amplify, and transcend the imbalance that is occurring. And so this is a very intense time, and it is a time where harm to anyone and anything of any form needs to be taken into account, because you're walking around as a human form with the minerals of those other species and beings within you. And so if you feel or believe that, oh, it's not that bad because nothing's happening in my life, my life looks pretty good, that's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. You're not here just to experience your individual well-being, but you are part of a collective that is a continuum that has been here long before you arrived and will continue long after you leave. So take notice and participate in what is not going on in your life, whether you are meditating and focusing your energy on sending life force to the animal kingdom, meditating and focusing on clearing the waterways, on bringing peace to land masses that have been wiped of the tree beings, et cetera, where their root systems still live and flinch and have not died off yet and are experiencing the pain of what was, is, what was before, and what is to come. And so I don't care if you think of yourself as a light worker. I don't care what your belief system is. If you are a human walking around and breathing, you have agreed to participate in the Sky Nation and breathe in and out in the oxygenation of all life, including other species, and you have agreed to be part of a collective consciousness that will do no harm. And that if harm is happening and you can't access that harm to change it, that you from your very living room will sit down and remember that you are more than just a human. You are a vibrational frequency of raw, pure energy that you can literally focus on a place, people, again, a location, the animal kingdom, the earth plane, and send it healing, send it repair, send it renewal, send it light, send it awakening, whatever resonates with you. And so right now is a time where humanity on many levels is doing harm, and those who are not doing harm are trying to help and create peace from absolute, abject chaos and terror. And that is possible if you remember that you are an energy, frequency, and vibration, that your the resonance within you is the same resonance that communicates, the stars communicate with the moon and the sun. There is no separation. That your ability to go there and to meet yourself, a version of you that maybe a time like this is calling upon you to do, to transcend, your human issues, or if you don't have any, to transcend your belief that you can't really affect anything, and to actually go within and to experience that you are so much more connected than you have given yourself the opportunity to remember. And now is the time. And I say now is the time because the vibrational frequency of all life is accelerated. It is accelerated. It is quickening. It is all life force. I don't care if it's in the stem of a beautiful flower. The life force in that stem is aware of everything that's happening in the life force of all forms. And so if the stem of a flower can be aware of what's happening in the core of all life and the form of life continuum, then you are being invited to sit down and join that life force and focus on making a difference that way if you don't want to make a difference any other way. At least join your spiritual vibrational energy body to do so. Very important time. Now, anything from glass to wood to any form, even metallic, has life force and frequency in it. It does. And so everything that you think is in a dormant state, dead or not alive, you would not be able to witness it, experience it, or participate in it, even if it was a chair, if it did not agree to be a chair and have you experience sitting in it. I know what I'm saying to some is like, give me a break. And what I'm saying to those that say, give me a break, is for a second, sit in that chair. Move beyond your mental body and tune into, if you don't believe me, and you don't have to believe me, have your own experience of tuning into that chair, moving beyond your body into literally the fabric of the chair, the wood of that chair, and move out of your mind and into the, you can literally say to the chair, I want to feel the vibration and the frequency of life force in this chair and move beyond your mental body, close your eyes and tune in to what you are experiencing. And so with that said, there is so much that can be done to assist the life force of all form right now. And I say right now, not because just right now and then forget it. It should be something that, let me ask you, if you need help at school, you go to the teacher. If you need help with the car, you go to a mechanic. If you need help with your body, you go to a doctor. If Mother Earth and all species need help because a faction of humanity has decided it's not important and is taking it out, Mother Earth and all species go to the humanity that has the ability to hear, to feel, and is still alive and has a heartbeat. And so there's a massive calling going on right now to those who, and there are many, 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 who have the ability to focus on and make a difference, whether you're focusing on peace, on light, on balance, on, like I said earlier, renewal, etc. You are being called upon. You are being called upon from the universe as well as the earth plane and everything in between. You are being called upon. If you were experiencing severe pain, if you were watching your, well, this is happening actually. So if you're watching your loved ones being taken out, if you're watching all kinds of things that to you on a personal level put you not only in panic, but the one thing you would look for and desire is you would start to ask for help. You would say, where are the helpers? I need help. Where are the helpers? Where are the people? Where are the beings, etc., to come forth and assist? And that's what's happening right now is you are being called as a helper to assist, even if all that means is remembering who you are, is moving beyond the title of your name and where you are in your life to, I'm a universal being. I hold energies and frequencies and minerals and a source that dwells within me that connects to all that is. And so if I join that with my breath, if I join that with my focus, if I join that with my intention, I can, the sky's the limit. I can focus on healing this area, helping those people, fixing the energy there, et cetera. There is so much that can be done. Some people right now are amplifying their energies by using crystals. Some people right now are amplifying their energies and their focus by literally using Mother Earth's tools, whether it's a tree branch or whether it's sacred ceremony or whatever speaks to you and is in your language. You are being called to show up for universal peace. And if you don't know how to access peace because you don't feel it around you or you think it's not possible, then go beyond Mother Earth and especially beyond humanity's consciousness and reach for the peace that resides in the universe and bring it to you first, embody it, experience it, and then send it out beyond you. Send it out to places, people, things, locations. All form, but be the light and be the process that you would desire others to be for you. And if you have the desire to do so, you will be met by your spirit guides and your counsel. Every single human being, actually not just human beings, but species, plant life, everything I've been talking about has councils, has beings that join them. And you can call them your angels, your guides. You don't even have to call them. They're there regardless. Their reason and purpose is to assist you. And I'm saying that because if you feel like, wow, I'm not feeling anything, so it's not happening. It's not true. It's not real. Call upon your spirit council, call upon your guides, your angels, call upon the energy that exists in your aura to amplify and let yourself have an experience of the expanded version of who you are and how that expanded version of who you are can impact the very place that we call Earth and the beings on it. Now, the only beings on the earth plane that are present and creating chaos are the human beings. But the animal kingdom, plant life, Mother Earth, the ocean, etc., they're not creating chaos. They're reacting to the chaos that is throwing everything out of balance in regards to humanity's desire to utilize this plane of demonstration and to throw it into chaos. But the rest of all species, again, from plant life to animal life to all form, is not participating. Now it is trying to survive, yes, like it always has, but it is now trying to survive tenfold, 100 millionfold. It is anxious and very much feeling what is happening to all of Mother Earth and the chaos, fear, confusion, and survival energy. So I say to you that what's happening is not just affecting those in different parties or political lines, etc. It's affecting the innocent beings who have nothing to do with it. It's affecting the literally the land masses that have nothing to do with it. It's affecting the Sky Nation and the beings who rely on the Sky Nation that have nothing to do with it. It's affecting the all and everything that has nothing to do with it. And how is it affecting it? It is also taking away its life force, its ability to breathe, its ability to exist. And there are many forms that are experiencing, if not death, disease, etc. But they're innocent. They're not participating in what humanity is creating. And so I say to you, regardless of your belief system, transcend it at least once a week, if not once a day, to focus on you are a universal being with a heartbeat, and your connection to what is left and remains needs, you have a calling. There's a calling going out, and you are being called to focus at least half your time, not on the chaos, but as being a piece of light and healing to the innocent forms, species, and all different collective languages that are not human and that are being affected. Now, if you want to also address and participate in what's going on with humanity, absolutely. I know that you're already there. I'm talking about other levels of consciousness and forms and species that aren't even crossing the minds of most people, but they too are very much in a process of how to survive. It's so much easier to believe that a tree or a plant or animal kingdom doesn't feel as we feel because they don't talk as we talk. They don't act as we act. They certainly don't have the same belief systems as we do. So there is a false belief in many humans that we're the ones that feel fear, pain, struggle, etc. And because these other forms don't communicate the way we do and don't participate the way we do, it doesn't matter, or they don't feel anything. False. Absolutely false. All form communicates with you and through you, with itself and through each other, and is communicating at all times, at all times. Your ability to be here in form and in body is because of the minerals and all the makeup, from oxygenation to liquid to water. Everything is a mirror of those forms that also are here to have an experience. And they feel, they have fear, and they experience panic and grief, from the animal kingdom to nature and to Mother Earth and all the different forms that, by the way, just by the way, Mother Earth, body of water, let's just address that for a minute. Her bodies of water, whether it is the ocean, whether it is a creek, whether it is a flowing river, that for a second, if you can focus on that for just a second, what if, let's just do an example for now. What if Mother Earth is a body of work and her body of water is how she breathes. What if? How does that feel to you to know that the body of water that Mother Earth uses to breathe, I'm using it as an example, there are many other forms on her body of work she uses to breathe, but it is very real. Even if it doesn't matter to you, it is very real. And if that water is not only polluted, but it is no longer carrying oxygen, then it is not a quick death. It is a slow, torturous, painful, agonizing, slow, disease-filled death. And by the way, if Mother Earth's body of water or other large body parts of her body are destroyed, anything clearly that is on Mother Earth, when Mother Earth no longer desires to support it, because she will renew herself, will no longer be here or will be removed. I talked earlier about this chaos when people go to meditate. There's like an earthquake energetically going on right now in other vibrational spheres of consciousness. And it's not, oh, there was a 4.0 and then it stopped, or there was a 6.7 and it stopped. This is an ongoing earthquake that is circling around Mother Earth and through Mother Earth as an emergency alarm. Now, none of these things I knew were going to happen. I was focused elsewhere. When I went into meditation and saw all of this and inquired, what is this? What does that mean? What's this? What does that mean? Et cetera, I received a lot of knowledge, and I'm passing it on. If it resonates with you, and if you have a heartbeat and you're breathing and you have blood moving through your body, it resonates. Maybe not with your mental body, but it certainly resonates with your human form. It resonates with the form that you call human that is working. Why is it working? Because all of its parts, all of its trillions of cells are communicating to keep you alive, to have their own experience, and there is an agreement of commonality to communicate the same language throughout your body of work. And now let's just look at the bigger picture of Mother Earth, not to mention humanity's consciousness, but all the other species. And we're talking about what's happening right now in the world, regardless of politics, is a destruction of the needed elements to support life. Not just for humanity, but for all the beings and forms that are not participating in humanity's chaos. Very important. And so, this time that we are in goes beyond just loving yourself. It goes beyond treating yourself kindly. It goes beyond meaning to create harm in any way, shape, or form to anything on this earth plane is to understand that there is within whatever is creating harm a place that is insatiable, a place within those forms that no matter how much harm is created, it does not get filled. It does not get full. There is no end result. It just keeps going. And so it is to the light workers and the lovers and the peacekeepers and the healers and the chanters and the singers and the beauty of and the feeling, the heartbeat of, whether it's a hummingbird or a deer or a dog or whatever it is, that heartbeat is the same as your own heartbeat. And you have within each heartbeat a collective contract in your humanity to do what you can to cause no harm to them. Cause no harm to yourself or to your fellow human being, but most certainly do not destroy or take life from those that are not participating in the chaos. And so come together, whether it is out of body or in consciousness or in meditation or in singing or in light or just individually, come together as an energy that transmutes, clears, renews life, and supports life, if not for your fellow human being. I'm not even asking you to go there because I think that's common sense. But if not for your human being because of your free will, then for the life force of the innocent beings of all species that reside here and call this home and communicate from a place of love. They communicate from a place of collective consciousness. They communicate from a place of endless, ongoing, ancestral life form. And they have been here long before we arrived. And so I say to you, so much love to you, so much love to whatever you're going through, so much light to you and to everyone around you. I'm doing around-the-clock meditations, healings, conversations, etc. And I'm not asking others to do anything that they don't want to do. But I am saying we as a collective human form should not be causing harm, period, but most certainly not to all other forms that are present. And you can do something about that, whether it's just through your breathing, whether it's your intention, your frequency, your vibration, the resonance within you to connect and to show up. And in fact, if there's nothing going on in your life, God bless you. If you feel like, hey, my life is cool, there's a lot going on in the world, but my life is great. It's cool. It's moving forward. It's unaffected. Even better. Because that means you have even more energy, vibration, and frequency because you're not drained. You're not staying awake all night. You're not doing what a lot of people all over the world are calling me about. You are sleeping well and you're thriving. Excellent, truly. Sit down and meditate. Sit down and look at how can I connect with other people and how can we move this forward as even not even leaving your living room. But on a certain time every day, there's going to be an intention of renewing the life force for Mother Earth, the species that are being harmed, including Mother Earth's body of work, and yes, most certainly humanity and for the innocent people. Again, harm to no one, to no one. So if you can make a difference in that way, in whatever way speaks to you, know that what's happening right now is being witnessed around the entire universe. Know that it's being witnessed and participated in by many, many, many species. And so you are one. Humanity is one part only of endless species who receive from Mother Earth and are supposed to give back to Mother Earth as well as other species. And so if humanity can focus, for those who desire to, off of chaos, and even if it's once a week, your day of peace, off of chaos and onto, I'm going to embody peace, and I'm going to send my life force or the life force of the universe through me or from me, or I'm going to join with others, however it resonates with you, to send peace to that landmass, to that body of water, to that species that's being wiped out, etc. And then, of course, and always, humanity, to the humanity, to the innocent beings who are suffering. Always. But inclusive as a whole, not only humanity, but all beings. So I thank you so much for tuning in, and I send you blessings and light.